This was supposed to be a much different race until this past spring. Veteran Republican Representative Bill Black announced more than a year ago that he would retire, this time for good. You see, Black had threatened to quit a number of times in the past, often in a fit of anger on the House floor. Black has gained a storied reputation for airing it out.
I've been around a long time, and let me tell you what the word discourage means when you hear from a government official. We don't want you to do that. You know what that is. That's intimidation.
But last year's retirement announcement was deliberate and much lower key. Danville's Mayor Scott Eisenhower won Black's endorsement. Eisenhower ran unopposed in the February primary, and 2 months later, he backed out. Re-enter Bill Black.
I decided that I think I'll stick around and maybe I can wave goodbye to the governor in 2010 rather than have him wave goodbye to me in 2008.
Last February, with Eisenhower on the ballot and Black off, Democrat Lori DeYoung announced she was getting into the race. The picture then changed, but DeYoung decided to stick with it.
It is, in many people's eyes, very challenging to run against a 22-year incumbent. My feeling was, once that people had asked me to run for this position, and once I made that decision, I was not going to waffle.
DeYoung was elected to the Vermilion County Board 2 years ago. She has a background as a social worker and served on the Oakwood School Board, and she sees herself as more of a mediator rather than a yeller and complainer.
Without sounding disrespectful, loudness is not always effective. Not that those are not necessarily natural reactions to the drama that's going on in Springfield. I just, in my opinion, don't believe that they are the most effective when you're looking at trying to build working relationships.
Black says people are mistaken if they think his antics on the floor carry over into his daily interactions with lawmakers, even his Democratic rivals. And he says those cultivated relationships are what makes him effective, even as a member of the minority.
You use those contacts and that relationship, not what you see on television, but in committee and before we go into session, you visit with them in their offices, you talk to them about some of your issues and concerns. So you can get things done.
Black points to a new ethics law he co-authored this year, but he's often expressed frustration on the floor, saying the legislative process has imploded in the past year. That's where DeYoung and the Democrats want to pounce.
Choice out. You get either donkey you want. All right, hold those up.
A recent charity auction near Oakwood got party faithful to open their wallets for DeYoung's campaign. Dave Ryan was there. His wife furnished pies for the event, and he wonders just how much Black has been able to do.
That's why I think it's time for a change. And Lori, if she was elected, she'd be in the majority party. And I think she could accomplish quite a bit.
The auction raised a few dollars at a time for DeYoung's campaign. She brought in a respectable $25,000 up to the last full campaign report, still far short of Black's $125,000. Champaign County GOP Chairman Jason Berrickman says Black's constituent service has won him that support.
Whether it's funds that need to come back to the district or a problem that needs addressed by the state for someone or some entity, a business or otherwise in that district, those concerns are being heard in Springfield because of his leadership.
Both candidates say they advocate boosting the state funding level for education in order to reduce property taxes. Black says when his party held power in Springfield, it didn't pass because of opposition from suburban Republicans. Now he points to intra-party gridlock.
The Democrat majority in Springfield don't trust this governor. They don't trust him with a capital plan. They don't trust him with additional tax resources because they aren't convinced that he, in fact, will put it into education. So we get nothing done.
DeYoung says any income tax increase should be graduated, different levels for different incomes. Black says that can't be done, though, without amending or changing the state constitution. By the way, Black favors a constitutional convention to make changes. DeYoung opposes it, saying it would be too costly. Another point of contention is mandating not just a minimum wage, but what DeYoung calls a living wage, enough for someone to reasonably survive on. She says she understands resistance from small businesses who have backed Black's opposition to hiking the minimum wage in the past.
However, in our economy in Vermilion County, if people don't have enough money in their pocket to spend, that's going to have just as negative an impact on businesses.
Black says a 50-state minimum wage might make sense, but he worries about Illinois losing jobs across the Indiana border. As for his own job, Bill Black says he would serve out the 2-year term if he's elected and not hand it to a Republican successor halfway through. That is, unless Lurie DeYoung makes that circumstance unnecessary come next week. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.